What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's in a squatting position? You might say he got down on his...
knees?
Well, the back part of his leg is what I'm thinking
of.
That's
his thigh, back thigh. Uh-huh.
But is there any, like, if he's down like this, working in the field, do you say he's down
he's
on his...
He's squatting down, isn't he?
Do you call it anything special?
I don't think I would.
Okay. Not down on his haunches or anything like that?
Well, no, you would, some people would say this. I say that different people use different expressions.
Uh-huh.
He'd be down on his haunches, you know.
But you wouldn't say that?
No.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Means a stingy person? He's closed.
Closed. Can you think of some others?
He's stingy. And some say he saves every 75 cents out of a dollar he's made.
Well, suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks...
odd.
Odd. Is there a more expressive word you might use?
He looks funny, he looks odd.
Is there a different word if this is a woman instead of a man?
It's a different way to express it if it's a woman. No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say she got
all of her good clothes on.
Is there an expression? Say, boy, she's really getting all...
Boy, she's really dressed up.
Dressed up.
Standing in the middle of her trunk.
What about for a man?
Oh, he's dressed up too. He's handsome.
Okay, and what word would you use to an older person who's very lively and gets around very well? You'd say, she's really something for her age.
She's really lively for her age.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say that a person who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is...
well, lazy.
And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in the tree trunk with his bill?
A woodpecker.
Some of those are very pretty birds, don't you think?
They are pretty. They make a tremendous sound.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? It's not a cricket, but it jumps around in dry grass.
Is it a grasshopper?
And what do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? For instance, if a car skids on the ice, you might say it went all something rather across the highway.
Well, if it would be, if it skidded on the ice or the road or the mud or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is there if it weren't a car, say if it were an explosion and the pieces just went everywhere, is there an expression you'd use? You'd say the pieces went...
pieces went, the kingdom come. Oh, the pieces went everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. And what do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in, and children are afraid to go near these houses?
Ghost house.
Ghost house? Okay. And what are the spirits called that live inside the house?
Oh, they'd be called ghosts, too.
I was just checking to see how much tape there's left. And what do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?